This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I have visited a number of times the area described in the prophecy against Edom found in Ezekiel 35. We saw the remains of the famous city of Petra. Throughout this prophecy, God emphasizes he would make this area desolate. As we walked down the entrance path with towering rock walls on each side, I kept this prophecy in mind. Then as we came to the end of that pathway and walked into the opening, we faced what is known as the treasury. It's the king's tomb carved out of the red-tinted rock mountainside. As impressive as it is to the eye, with the sun shining on the massive facade, there is an eerie sense of desolation that grips you. As you walk further into the rock city, that eerie sensation continues. Beautifully carved tombs line the pathway. An amphitheater, once filled with entertainment-seeking crowds, now stands in silent witness of God's truth. Everywhere you look, there's emptiness and desolation. Those who built this city were geniuses. They developed a water system that enabled them to have luxurious gardens in this arid region. They had many advanced creature comforts, with only one entryway, that narrow path with the towering rock walls. They felt their city was impregnable. But God saw their pride and how ruthlessly they went out in raids to plunder other towns and cities. So he pronounced judgment upon them. I bear witness, when God speaks, we'd better take heed, because he means what he says. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.